I'm Logan Miller for BYU Idaho Radio, and today I'm joined here by President and Sister Irene. Thank you so much for being here, guys. This is great. How are you guys doing today?
Very well. It's a treat to be with you.
Yeah, good. We're happy to be here. Thank you.
Awesome, sweet. Let's just jump right into the questions then. So, President Irene, in your talk, you talked about how we were able to weather the storm of COVID for this last fall semester. And I want to know how we're doing going into the winter semester and what we're looking to be doing going forward from here.
Well, I'll give you a two-part answer. One is quite certain that we're going to keep doing what we've done in the fall. And I've got a lot of confidence in what we did in the fall. That being said, we don't know what the future brings. So for instance, will there be a post-Christmas, New Year's bounce in the number of cases that we see? That didn't happen after Thanksgiving, but I think we have to be prepared for something less than the ideal situation in the next several weeks. And during that time in particular, we need to be very careful.
Sister Irene, in your talk, you talked about how for goal setting, that you need a why for the goals that you set. How has the times that we're in right now, how has that changed maybe your family's goals or your goals personally?
You know, I think we were going along happily. Our family jokingly sometimes had the motto of one fun thing after another, which sometimes was used sarcastically, but sometimes it really was one fun thing after another. We were having a good time and things were going along. I think that we've refocused a little, and as everyone has, it's brought us back to things of most importance. So we do have a family motto that is, we are bound and we are bound. And we use that as we talk about what we want to do. We are bound by covenants and we are all bound trying to get back to our Father in heaven all together. And so as we talked about goals this New Year's over the dinner table and things, we talked about things that would help us stay bound. I'm so grateful for the technology. We have children that don't live near us and grandchildren, and I really foresee those things helping us stay close even after we get through maybe this particular challenge. But I also see the things that we put in place, the goals that we set as a family to help us return to our Heavenly Father as remaining core. Not that they weren't there before, but they have become much more of a focus.
So for both of you, you guys both talked about how COVID has been really hard for everybody, and how we really need to have the strength to kind of see the optimism here and to build from it. What advice would both of you give to someone who's having a really hard time seeing that good and trying to build themselves up from all this stuff? We'll start with you, President.
Yeah. Well, I'll be talking quite a bit about the Good Samaritan, who not only was self-sacrificing, but even willing to put himself in potentially harm's way to go out and minister to this beaten man on the road to Jericho. And I have found that if I'm self-centered, even when I'm thinking about keeping the campus and the students safe, you can actually turn that into an exercise in self-centeredness. I often do it because I think, well, what have I got to do? How hard is it going to be, et cetera? You know, can I keep my wits about me? I've found, and Kelly's a great example of this. What was the phrase? I think it was Gordon B. Hinckley's father who wrote to him when he was in England feeling not particularly successful as a missionary. He wrote back complaining and, I think a relatively long letter, and the message, this simple message came back, forget yourself and go to work, and particularly go to work helping others. And so that's my personal mantra for this semester.
Great, and that's Sister Irene.
Well, I think I see this as an opportunity. We've been given, of course, Heavenly Father could whisk it all away. I mean, he has that power, we think, but he's allowing it. And so we can choose, we have power over our own thoughts, and we can choose our thoughts about a situation, and if you look at it as an opportunity to get stronger, as I talk about in my message, but an opportunity to overcome and to get stronger. And it might not be really comfortable. It might be really painful sometimes. But if you're looking at it as the opportunity to serve others, that whenever our children come, and if there are complaints, my husband almost always tells them, well, what are you doing to serve others? And sometimes that's not the answer they want to hear. But almost always it's the right answer, because then you do. You look at others and you see opportunities to grow in ways that you might not have. So I think the pandemic is a great opportunity for us to grow.
Awesome. It's through service too. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for both of you as well, what is one thing that you guys want every student to either feel or be inspired to do from your guys' talks? Mm. Start with President.
Well, I think that we all need to have confidence in ourselves because of our confidence in the Savior and prophetic leadership. There's no more warmer place than this, spiritually speaking. We've got January weather out there, and the January weather will last probably until about April. So we've got to be in it for the long haul, but we can be optimistic all the way through. Fortunately, the students have a faculty and other administrative officers who are fully focused on the students. And we've done this before. We ran our first tests in spring and summer session. Winter went well. And I think we can be more optimistic than ever before in this coming semester, in terms of having great educational experiences, but also transcending doubt and uncertainty and a tendency, at least on my part, to say woe is me too much. I think this is going to be not only a proving semester for us, but one that's very successful.
Mrs. Dreiring?
I just hope that even if you only have remote classes, or even if you're not even on our campus, that you take advantage of the opportunities to connect with other students, however that is. If you're here, come onto campus. There's still a warm, wonderful feeling on campus. If you're away from campus and you truly are remote, look for those group and opportunities to connect. There is something still here, even during the pandemic, that gives us that great feeling of working together, growing as we take our classes. Those good feelings are all still there. And so I hope that they'll do that.
And you can still find Sister Iring in the swimming pool almost every morning.
And maybe Present Iring in the afternoons.
Awesome. Well, that's all the questions I have for you guys.
Thank you
so much. This was a great opportunity. It's been an honor.
It's a treat for
thank
us.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
It's great
well
to
done.
Talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.